Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The word treason conjures images of old world law, but as Misericordia University Assistant Professor of History Brian Carso explains, it is one of our nation's founding laws.
There's only one criminal law in the Constitution, and that's the Treason Clause. A mere three sentences long, it is one of the most complex laws in Western jurisprudence. In 1807, the great Chief Justice John Marshall wrote 25,000 words grappling with the meaning of a single sentence of the Treason Clause. But treason is in the Constitution for good reason. Allegiance is a necessary precondition of government, and treason law is one way to define the citizen's duty of loyalty. At the same time, in a democratic republic that depends on disagreement and energetic debate, the restrictive nature of our treason law protects the loyal opposition. So when presidential candidates in the 21st century suggest that each other's policies are treasonous, we know that no one will be marched to the gallows. Accusations of treason have been much more prevalent as political rhetoric than as matters of law. The quintessential act of treason was Benedict Arnold's failed attempt to hand West Point over to the British in 1780. Arnold escaped capture, but his countrymen promised that posterity would forever condemn his treachery. Tellingly, in 1860, during the months prior to the Civil War, Harper's Weekly magazine featured a full-page illustration of Arnold meeting his British contact in the wilderness, with a snake listening in from a branch overhead, the whole scene an obvious reference to the Garden of Eden. In the story of America's creation, Arnold's betrayal had become original sin. When Washington learned of Arnold's treason, he asked, "Whom can we trust now?" Which gets to the crux of the matter. For all its hyperbole and incendiary color, talk of treason is a rhetorical shorthand that still conjures deep-seated feelings of loyalty, national identity, and trust.
That was Misericordia University's Brian Carso. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
You come on, only last, say goodbye to you. You come on.